7:21 on a Friday morning. At this time every Friday, we're joined by State Representative Todd Lippert from District 20B.
Good morning.
Good morning, Representative Lippert.
Good to be here.
Kind of a sad day for the Lippert family.
Hey,
for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
You know, we pick ourselves up when the Hawkeyes lose. Yeah. It happens.
We just don't enter the whole thing here. We just skip the whole thing and all the heartache that comes along with it. So let's talk about the legislative session this week. What have you been working on this week?
This week, I had a bill related to soil health in the Environment Committee yesterday. So that's a pretty significant package. We established a cost share program for farmers to get grants for soil health practices. So these are practices that build soil health. They prevent erosion. They really help keep our soil on Minnesota farm fields and not into the rivers and filling up Lake Pepin. And there are many water quality benefits. They help farmers actually save money. So we established a cost share program, and now you know, we have some funds available. We want to really build that cost share program up and help scale these practices up across the state. There's broad support for it, so I was pleased to present that bill in the Environment Committee, and it's off to a good start.
Now, what about the Senate? Is there a similar bill over on their side?
There is a similar bill on the Senate side. Senator Weber, who's a GOP member from Laverne area, also put forward a soil health package, and mine is really aligned with the Board of Water and Soil Resources proposal. His is aligned with a portion of the Department of Ag proposal. So it's good to see these bills moving in both chambers related to soil health. I'm hopeful that we can get something significant done.
Yeah, that has potentially some pretty big ramifications for down the road, the health of our lakes and our land.
That's right. You know, I want us to get to a Minnesota where we don't have bare soil. So we're in the time of the year where we're going to be getting heavy rains, and bare soil is really vulnerable to erosion. So the more we can get the landscape covered with no-till regimes or cover crops and other perennial crops, the better off we'll be, and the more secure our food system will be as we move into the future where there's going to be more extreme weather.
All right. What are the other committees that you have been working with? Any other bills you have going through?
Yeah. So one significant thing we passed last night off the House floor was a temporary staffing pool for nursing homes, centers for people with disabilities, group homes like Laura Baker Services, assisted livings. We know that those parts of our healthcare system in particular are facing a severe staffing shortage. And the longer term solution is making sure that we get higher reimbursement rates in place, more support for wages for those facilities in our state. But we also need to be doing something right now. So we established a temporary staffing pool at the Department of Human Services that can deploy staffing to these facilities as they apply. And it is temporary. It's a stopgap sort of thing. But facilities can apply for staffing for 21 days at a time through June 30th. And that'll provide some support and then give us time at the legislature to get to raise the reimbursement rates and get something permanent in place.
Where would this staffing come from, though, is the big question. Is there a pool of candidates out there that would want to fill those positions?
So the Department of Human Services will be responsible for pulling a pool together. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to be doing that, if they're going to be relying on contract nursing services to do that, or exactly what that will look like. But we have the authorization for a temporary pool, funding for it, and the Department of Human Services will have that resource available for these facilities across the state on a temporary basis.
All right. How much money goes along with that?
Right now, it's $1 million, I think, mostly just for kind of administering this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a short-term, temporary sort of fix. And we know that where we get the big dollars is going to be related to reimbursement rates and making sure that the state is supporting the wages at these facilities. Mm-hmm. For staff.
You know, one of the headlines today around the state is Governor Walz. He's proposing a bigger rebate checks, and he's come out with a revised plan for that. Are you familiar with that yet? Have you had a chance to take a look at it? And were you in on that when at least the discussions were being had?
Yeah, we saw that headline too. You know, I think in the House side, we've really been focused on trying to get the frontline worker bonus pay out the door. And the Speaker's been trying to engage in negotiations on that with the Senate GOP and hasn't had any, hasn't been able to connect or get the Senate GOP to move on that. So the basic position there, we want to be supporting workers and have a frontline worker bonus pay check that's we've passed for 770,000 workers. The House GOP wants to be filling up the unemployment insurance trust fund. We think we can do both. The Senate GOP said we just want to be working on the trust fund, and it's been difficult for us to get any further in those negotiations. So that's the kind of the bonus pay proposal that we've been most focused on in the House. And we know the rebate check is also a conversation that we'll get into the mix as we go through the session.
Now, as far as that, the rebate checks and that whole program, gives Governor Walz his idea, and obviously he would sign that, but that would need to get through the Senate at some point as well, wouldn't it?
It would. It would need to get through the Senate and the House. You know, I think the Senate's focused on permanent tax cuts. And, you know, our concern is that, you're going to have, with the way they structure those, you're going to have more money going to those who make more money rather than it being focused on in distributing funds in an equitable way. We know in the House, DFL, we're concerned about, excuse me, affordable housing, child care, supporting our schools. Then there are significant needs we need to be addressing as a state. So, exactly how all this is going to fit together, you know, we'll see as we go through session. But different parts of the government are putting forward their priorities right now.
As if my memory serves, next Friday, is that the first deadline for getting bills introduced?
Next Friday is the first deadline. It's a policy deadline that will have deadlines the following. So the next 3 weeks, all of the committee work needs to get done. And so we have a lot of bill hearings happening in a hurry. I had 3 bill hearings yesterday. I have one more today, another one on Monday, and a few others that have to get done in a hurry, and we're all scrambling to find time on the committee calendar. So things are moving fast right now. Staff, our House staff, is spending a lot of time awake preparing everything. So this is just time of the year where things move quickly at the legislature.
Yeah, I was going to ask, boy, that's a lot. It sounds like a lot of long days in the legislature. Is it going to be long days for you?
Yeah, there's some long days, a lot of phone calls, you know, getting pieces of legislation, amendments just right, getting presentations ready. So, yeah, I had 3 bill presentations yesterday, so Tuesday and Wednesday getting those ready was a lot of work.
Now, when you have those long days, and sometimes they can go late at night, do you stay up there? Do you come back home every day, or...?
So we actually in the House, we're still doing committee hearings remotely. So oftentimes on remote committee hearing days, I'm at home. Sometimes I'm in my office at the Capitol. On Mondays and Thursdays when we're on the floor, I'm generally up in St. Paul. So, you know, and many members are kind of doing both. I think as we go into the end of session, I'll be there more and more. We'll be doing more in person.
All right. State Representative Todd Lippert is with us now. Anything else that we should be aware of that you've been working on?
I think just one other thing I'd mention. We had a great hearing in climate and energy yesterday on weatherization program. And our own Northfield's own Robert Bierman was presenting that bill. He's an Apple Valley rep, but a longtime Northfield business owner. We want to get more money into weatherization for homes right now. Currently, only 10% of people who are eligible and apply for weatherization can get access to that. That really saves people money, especially in times when we're dealing with high energy costs. So we want to get a big investment into that program, get more homes weatherized, save people more money. It's good for the climate. It's good for our economy. It's good for people's pocketbooks. So that's another priority that we're trying to move forward this year.
All right. So, we want to thank you so much for being with us today. Best of luck to you as you make it through another week of the legislative sessions. I'm sure it's going to be a busy one. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. State Representative Todd Lippert, you're listening to The One, 95.1 FM and AM 1080. Rich is coming up with local news in just a moment.
Heritage Bank is a locally owned bank that cares about